Kabuki!
Hey! This is the start.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sean McLaughlin, the guy from the title of the show. If this is your first time listening, and you're thinking, who is this Sean McLaughlin? This is me. And I just did a fist bump to my co-host.
Boom! That's me receiving the power to speak to you, the listener.
Oh, don't be weird. Please don't be weird this week.
Elliot's my name, and weird's the game.
Elliot is also does this show, but it's my show.
Yeah.
So if you're first time listening and you're thinking, I don't think much of that weirdo, don't worry.
I'm not going to doubt that, mate. This is your show, and I know that for a fact.
Oh, God, you're being weird, aren't you?
Not at all.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had a couple of shaky events this week, and they've shaken me to my core.
Well, can we talk about them after we talk about my really good positive events?
Yeah, let's boost into the show with my miserable stories and start with a good one. It's from you. So what's your good news, mate?
Well, no, I was just going to say, when we're recording this in my new flat,
yeah.
This is more just a follow-on from the last episode where you made fun of me.
Yeah.
Because you said I didn't know how to do anything and I fuck everything up.
I did say that.
You said you fuck everything up.
Keep going.
But you fuck everything up, Sean. Sean, you boy, you fuck it up. You can never get that flat.
Mm-hmm.
You idiot. You should never have bid under. You'd never get that flat.
Yeah.
You idiot. But you don't even have weed.
But that's just so you'd come
out. You don't even smoke weed, bruv.
That's what
you were talking like.
So you'd come out of it stronger.
Well,
I made you a better person.
I've come out stronger yet, because guess who got the flat?
We did.
I did.
Hmm? Yeah, you're like, you're here first, and then I've arrived today. And,
you've arrived as a guest, and then you're leaving to your home.
Hmm?
What?
Yeah, I've arrived with all my bags and stuff, and I'm ready to... Ready to start this new chapter of my life. Oh.
Okay, I've moved in to this flat that we're in, the one I was talking about in the last episode, listeners, so
yep.
Congratulations me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy, I was very stressed about it.
Yep,
you know, I've got a great place to live.
Looking forward to joining you on that
every 2 weeks
when we pedestal.
Okay, we're in the... Are you okay?
Yeah, we're just a bloody odd couple, mate.
I need
one,
you to...
One of us is clean, one of us is messy. I don't know what else the difference is between the odd couple.
Okay. Well, it seems like we've got something to clear up in the break.
Seems,
what is your
problem? Weird. There's one bedroom here.
Yeah, it is weird. And one set of keys.
Tops and tails always go out together.
I can't imagine, even joking aside, a worse living arrangement than going tops and tails with you.
Why? Because of the height difference.
The height difference. And also, just I don't want a tops and tails. Also, you've seen the scar that I'm sporting at the back of my
Sean's
ankle.
Got a big scab on the back of his leg.
That'd be right up in your grill if we were topping and tailing.
Well, I brought some TCP. I know what to do with that.
Brought some TCP here to a podcast record.
I brought everything here. What's the point,
Elliot? Yes or no? Do
yes.
You think you live here?
Huh?
What?
Yes.
You think you live here?
Yes. Now,
no.
Yeah. From today.
No. Elliot, I live here.
Yeah, and I live in heck. All right. Yeah, so a couple of things have been shaking me up this week. A couple
yeah.
of weird.
You're going to add a third to that list soon, but we'll go to this. What's been shaking you up?
So first one, I was in a shop earlier today.
I can see how that would be unsettling for you.
Yeah, and the woman didn't take cards. She only took cash for the goods I was buying.
Fine, okay.
So and I only had card because it turns out I'd spent my cash on alcohol to make myself...
God. What is he
feel
like,
good.
Listeners?
Yeah, I know. I didn't realise that, so I was like, oh, okay. Is there a cash machine nearby? And then she put her hand out really limply. She just extended her hand to me, palm down, fingers facing downwards,
uh-huh.
as if she's kind of spreading dirt on the ground after a funeral. Is how an everyday person would probably see that. And I stood there for longer than a minute, thinking, why does she want me to kiss her hand? I was like, why? This isn't relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then it took me so long to figure out that she wanted to take my card, so she could do something with the card and just probably put it through. So obviously she's thinking, like, I want to complete this transaction, and this is how I've decided to pick something up. Whereas we all know, if you want to pick something up, you want to take something off someone, you have palms up. But I was standing there for ages going like, if I kiss her hand, I own the shop now?
You thought she was saying, if you want to be told where the nearest cash point is, you must show me due respect.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was talking to the Princess of Poundland, which is where I was.
You were where?
Poundland.
Poundland where?
There's one in Walworth.
Was it a branded Poundland?
Yeah.
Very odd that they wouldn't have card machines straight up there.
They didn't work, that's the point. It's like,
yes.
But for some reason, I think she was swiping my card, which is why she wanted to take my card.
Yeah.
But she's just extended her hand the wrong way up, and it confused the crap out of me.
Well, it sounds like two people with no social skills having a bit of a tete-a-tete in a Poundland. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's nothing to her, and I hope you don't think about it too much.
I've been thinking about it ever since.
Good.
Yep.
You can think about it more on the walk home back.
Short walk.
Okay. What's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
So I've started swimming.
It's a filthy habit.
There's a swimming pool around the corner from where I live that's free at the weekend. So I was in the pool. I was doing, you know, treading water, strokes.
What's your preferred stroke?
I like a breaststroke because my eyes are very sensitive to the water, so I find breaststroke an easy one to do.
Yeah.
Whereas if you keep
your head out of the water breaststroke.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
I do that as well, and then someone said, "Oh, you do it like an old woman. Like that's what old women do."
You shouldn't put your face in the water for breaststroke.
But I also just think I don't think it expends more energy. I don't think it's healthier to do it the other way.
No,
I prefer a breaststroke too.
Yeah.
It's the best for fitness.
Yeah. This story is about race.
Whoa!
Can we continue?
Yeah. I guess I just need to take a knee first. We may continue.
Okay, great. So I was in the deep end, not to show off.
And we're in the deep end conversationally with this topic.
Right. Well, I think it's about time. We haven't talked about race before, and I think it's about time we kind of played that level. And the lifeguard...
You think we're ready?
The lifeguard spoke to the whole pool and said, "I'm going to give free swimming lessons right now if anyone who doesn't know how to swim wants to come down."
Who's swimming? Who's swimming in a pool who doesn't know how to swim?
Well, because there's like half of the pool was in lanes and the other half like free splashabout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the free splashabout people. And it is this point where I will say it's very relevant, I think, that there are a lot of young black men in the pool. Okay. So, and it was basically like a lot of young black men, maybe three or four other older white people and me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the composition of the pool.
Yeah. Can I just say this is the thinnest eyes I've ever seen you on conversationally. Keep going.
It's fine. It's absolutely. I think it's fine. Yeah. So all of the black people came over.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And it's at that point.
Bullshit.
It's at that point.
Okay.
That the lifeguard went, "Okay, great, great." And then he looked over and there was only one black person who didn't go over. And he pointed at the guy and went, "You can't swim. You can't swim." To which the whole pool went silent.
Uh-huh.
And then the black guy, who was left on his own, went, "I don't need a lesson."
Whoa.
And he just stood there and he looked the lifeguard in the eye for ages. And this lifeguard had been talking shit earlier because he was talking about how ISIS doesn't exist.
Wait, what?
It's a separate story.
Over the loudspeaker?
It's a separate story. He said he was in the army and he knows that ISIS doesn't exist. But now he's a lifeguard.
All right.
So he pointed at that guy and he went, "I don't need swimming lessons." And then he went, "Fine." And then he took the rest of the group and gave him swimming lessons.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, that's cool. He signed up. I didn't say anything. I was treading water both politically and physically.
Yeah.
Because again, deep in. And that guy did stay at the shallow end and he didn't swim for the rest of the night, but I think we all knew he didn't need to.
I mean, the thing is, do you think the guy didn't swim? Do you think he actually couldn't swim?
I don't know,
that he pointed, or did he point going, "I can see that you can't swim"?
I think it was a race thing.
Whoa. So how did you find out this lifeguard's opinions on terrorism?
He was telling a woman, a lady that I think he was trying to pick up. that he used to be in the army.
That is the seediest shit I've ever
and
heard.
He, and
my
he
life.
Went and he went, just so you know, there's no ISIS. And she went, what? And he was like, ISIS doesn't exist. ISIS didn't. Yeah, I used to be in the army. ISIS does not exist.
I've heard of some they fucking tell us, shitty chat up minds
before. He was like, they tell us all on one of the earliest days, they say, it's not real. And the woman went, All right. Yeah.
How recently were you in the army and are now a lifeguard?
Yeah, well, I say at this point, the woman just drowned. and then he decided to peruse all of the young black men.
Well, Elliot, I think... You live a very dramatic existence, Elliot.
Yeah,
very dramatic. I can't make a statement on what happened. I wasn't there,
no.
But it sounds like it had nothing to do with you.
No, I didn't feel at any point I should have been going like, yeah, he can swim if he wants, because I feel like it's not my place.
Yeah.
You know, we're privileged. Let's say Caucasian guys.
Let's say Caucasian.
Yeah, or her, and I just think maybe. And I just think it's maybe our place to see certain things and then report them and say, that was cool. If it was cool.
You've gone down massively in my estimation. And no. You know something else? I was going to let you live here. I was going to let you move in. There is a second bedroom that I've decked out with a welcome Elliot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pageantry.
It's got all my favourite things in there.
All your favourite things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. And I'm... You're out. Okay? You're out. We're going to get the other guy in. Or her.
I don't need swimming lessons.
But the sound you just heard was Elliot dropping the mic. Good episode this week, by the way. case it is a good episode. The guests are good.
Adam Hess and David Elms are the guests.
Adam Hess returns to the show, the fucking dumbest idiot that we've ever had. David Elms is also on the show. He's a great comedian.
A couple of cool freaking dudes, mate.
Yeah, cool freaking dudes. Please don't judge us on what you just heard from Elliot.
All right, I'm going to keep quiet for a lot of this episode now.
No, I don't think that'll be a problem. Adam's around, he can talk the hind legs I think of any donkey.
I think this is the first episode we've had where it's just going to run itself.
I'm sure it will. Yeah, the key thing is, nothing can go wrong. Womp womp. Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love. This is the awkward bit. No, exactly. This is the awkward bit. All right, we're here. This is us. This is it. We've got the guest here. Elliot's alongside.
Woo!
First episode recorded in my new flat, Elliot.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprisingly lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, one of our guests is already being a dick. And if you've seen the... if you've seen the title of the episode and you know which guests are on, you can guess which one. We'll start with him first. It's his... second appearance on the podcast, technically, but his shadow has hung over many of the episodes. Adam Hess, how
Hello.
Are you?
How are you doing? You all right?
Sit down.
standing up is good for podcasting.
Sit down.
Russell
please.
Brand stands up when he does a podcast.
I don't care what he does.
Stand
sit
up.
Down.
It's good. If we stand up when you speak to us, Russell Brand does it, and it makes great. He's got really famous. I've got some great ideas.
Okay.
So I think I'll stand up.
Oh, this is such a mistake.
This is good.
Okay.
I'm trying to help.
Sit down, please, for just one second.
Just one bit.
Okay, right. Yes.
For one link.
Because also, when you stand up, you're right in that light, and so I'm basically blinded.
All right, okay.
Well, no, it's fine. I'm just trying to check. Can you hold the microphone?
All right, fine. Okay.
Adam, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you? I'm trying to help, but yeah, I'm having a fun time. I'm happy that you've asked me back.
We're delighted to have you back.
Yeah, I loved the number of exclamation marks in the text where you asked me to do the podcast. I was happy about that, and I'm happy to be back. I love your flat.
Thank you.
I love the fact that your fridge fell apart a minute before we started recording.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. We won't talk about that, though.
Right. And yeah, I'm happy. You happy?
I'm very happy. How are your eyes? Our listeners might want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Last time, we'll just introduce the other guest, David Elms.
Yeah. With four E's, just like that.
Now, I was hoping that Adam would take after David in this guest partnership and be calmer, but it appears that you've taken after Adam and become much larrier.
Cheeky boy.
Yeah,
cheekiest boys in town. Use the hashtag.
No, that hashtag, the cheekiest boys in town.
Yeah,
use I think the hashtag. Me and Elliot are pretty cheeky.
All right, but you didn't pen that, did you? Me and Elms did.
You guys are the man.
Thank you. No, wait, no, we're not.
You're the man. Oh, you think it's a compliment, you capitalist? Now, which is boys in town?
Capitalist.
You're trying to take
a stand. How much did you pay for that T-shirt that says DiCaprio?
It was a present from a worker.
Worker.
Yeah.
What? One of your staff?
No, I don't have staff. For the benefit of the tape, I'm wearing a T-shirt that says DiCaprio on it because of my fondnesses. And it's good for exhibiting like my personality and stuff, so people would know so I'm interesting, know what to talk to me about.
It's good for tricking stuff. Teenage girls into giving you Instagram likes. I think that's why you wear it.
I would never wear this. I would never wear this.
It reminds me of your joke that he did sometimes of saying,
"Oh God,
I'm a Leo. I love Titanic."
It's always nice to have an act on who laughs most heartily at their own material.
It's good. See, David was being nice to me then.
I was trying to embarrass you.
Oh, I felt very cheeky. He's being cheeky.
He is cheeky.
Are you sure? He's slagging me up.
I'm not slagging anyone off.
Is it to trick people into liking your content?
Telling my guest to sit down is not slagging you off.
No, I was talking about when you said, you use your T-shirt to trick people into liking your content.
I'm trying to be a host. Anyway, last time he was on the show, he just had, and when I first brought this up, doesn't that feel like 5 years ago? It was only about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You had just had laser eye surgery.
Very serious laser eye surgery, yes.
Yes.
Very serious.
And was essentially blind.
Yeah, barely saw a thing. The whites of my eyes were no longer. And he had
massive bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, and, I was told it was not meant to look like that, and also told you're not meant to sneeze during the experiment. And my eyes are better. I mean, sometimes I have blurriness. I've been told I'm not meant to drive at night. And sometimes I think I feel the bit at the front move, but I'm all right.
Is it that you've had implants put in, or did you have stuff like
that? They took the front bit off and then like shone stuff at me and then put the front bit back on.
Okay.
And what do you mean like the actual bits, the coloured bit of the eyeball?
No, I think that is beneath the cornea. The lens.
Cornea, okay.
Yeah, and they shone stuff at me. But
so
now
literally that is a flap that you can just take off. It doesn't go all the way back. Or...
I don't really know anything about the eye. On the top. Either way, I can see greatly. I can see Mother Nature's.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I'm happier now.
Delightful.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you win the podcast, mate.
All right, David, come on, let's find it here. Jeez. Now, you may not know David. They probably do know you. They're fans of comedy. Great comedian. A great actor.
Sure.
A playwright.
Yeah.
A true Renaissance man.
Technically a playwright.
Technically a playwright. Yeah. You wrote a play.
Sure.
It got put on.
You did.
If the boot fits, you're a playwright.
You did The Fringe. Congratulations. You did The Fringe.
Congratulations, mate.
I applied to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and I was one of the acts selected to perform.
That's wonderful, because that's a very elite group that go up there.
Yeah.
That's good. What's your favourite thing to do then? What's your favourite thing, creatively?
I told you it'll be like this. Most open-ended questions.
What do you mean?
He once asked me what I had planned, and I said, what, tomorrow? He went, no. And it was...
Look, I'm not... As I said to you in the Facebook message I sent you 3 hours ago, would you like to do my podcast? It's shit. I'm a shit host, but people do
you
listen.
You were really down on the podcast.
I'm not into
you
it.
Asked, and I said yes, and then you said, if you need to pull out, that's okay. But the podcast was in like 2 hours.
Well, my assumption is... But like, I don't even mean in terms of like, you get a gig or you get some work. Like, if you need milk... and that gets in the way of you doing the show. I don't mind.
No, I like doing stuff.
Well, that's good. Good. You're so welcome. Well, the reason I booked you, not just because I think you're really funny, but I also knew that you lived near me.
Yeah, that's... Is it the top of my CV?
Is it the top of your CV? And it turns out you don't even live near me.
No, I still live quite close.
Quite close.
Southwest.
Southwest. You live in Clapham.
Yeah.
Lovely. But so you abandoned Tooting to Clapham.
Yeah. Yeah, and moved in with the in-laws.
Your wife's parents.
That's what it means, yeah.
Yeah, that is. See that, Adam?
Yeah.
What a kind guest.
No, I don't think he was being kind with that, but yeah.
How's that? How long have you been there?
Since June.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all right. It's okay. I mean, it's we had to move there because I don't make any money.
So he's doing these podcasts.
Bloody hell. So I'm starting to see why I accepted so quickly.
Yeah. So if I wanted to pop out and get milk, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
So that's why I had to.
You've got a nice ring.
You got a nice ring on your finger.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Sell that.
Yeah, you can pawn it.
That was back before when I was in a Cadbury's advert.
Oh my goodness.
I paid you in rings.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Gold rings.
And this is far darker than I was anticipating. Let's just
honesty.
But you're there, you've been there, but Clapham's a nice part of town.
It's such a nice we live off Northcote Road, which is like
ooh,
really nice.
Do you miss Tooting? Do you miss thrills and spills?
I do actually. I came to Tooting early and went for a coffee down Gravenia Meadow.
Oh.
And just walked down the high street and was like, ah, these used to be
my ends. Digs.
My ends.
Yeah, yeah. Used to go to that chicken cottage every day.
That was like my post-gig guilty pleasure.
Yeah. There was a few times where I remember being in a pub and I saw you. I think that's the closest we ever got. I'm really sad that you're not
I came and
anymore.
Said hi. You were doing post-gig notes.
I was doing post-gig notes, yeah.
That was a suicide note.
Yes, post-gig, it's the same. Yeah. Every post-gig note is a suicide note.
Adam's feeling left out.
Yeah, Adam is feeling left out. We'll ask him some questions.
He's not in that story.
I was. Well, you just don't know. I was there.
I'm very glad that you are here, David, and so are our listeners. You have a beautiful voice.
I feel like me and Elliot have quite similar voices, actually. I worry that people might think.
Well, that's a weird thing, actually. I should probably mention this. Sorry, Elliot, you say a word.
Oh, I was just going to say a word so you can test against.
Yeah, we both got quite weak.
Weak,
weak voices.
You both sound like broken men.
I think strong but out the nose is how I think.
Nasal
strong
wine.
But out the nose.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term of phrase.
Bit of vocal fry, bit of nasal wine.
Yeah. It's really nice.
This is fucking me off this episode. Let's be reasonable here though. I wrote to David.
Yeah.
And I said
you wrote to me?
I sent you.
This is what Sean does.
Instead of saying message,
he says wrote to. For all forms of communication.
But what's I wrote you the message just because I didn't
write
to
I'm on your
hand.
Side, but you're the only one that says that.
It is weird, though, that I'm the only one. Why do other people not say that?
It doesn't matter.
Would you say message? Well, I messaged him.
Yeah, it's fine, but yeah.
On a parchment. And you, and I said, also my producer Elliot will be there. And then you said, I've met Elliot.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So what's going on there then?
We just had a nice little sociable evening together.
We went to see John Kearns at Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how did that happen? How do you know each other? You know he's underage. You know, David, you've been taking a minor to the Soho Theatre.
Yeah, it's like hard candy. Yeah.
Go on.
David just had a spare ticket and he put it on Twitter and then I nabbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Interesting.
So you're a tout.
It was just a bit of an online.
Actually, he paid under the ticket price.
Did he actually?
But then he also bought me a beer, so we were even.
Yeah, because he refused full ticket price, so I bought him a beer. So it was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So listeners, if you want to go to a show with the stars, follow on Twitter. Wait till they make a fuck up. Buy him a beer. They won't even charge full price.
I saw Adam that night as well.
So no!
No, I saw you.
On my show?
You're in this story. I saw
great.
I sense a lot of burst eardrums at that moment from Adam.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
That's the night where you just bought a suit.
Oh, I did just buy a suit. Yeah.
Wait, what night was this?
I did a... I got a lot of stick for my outfits. So I needed a suit. So I bought a suit just in Topman, like 1 minute before I
went
to...
Sorry, in what, sorry?
Topman.
Okay.
Just before I went to do my gig, and David Elms was there, and I performed for him, and then I... I performed for him.
Yes.
And then I just put on my suit, and then I left. But I left to go to a party where there was a dress code.
Oh, okay.
But it was quite funny, because you were going to the party, but you got into your suit and then you had a drink in the bar.
Yeah.
So
I looked like I was dressing up for that post-show.
Yeah. Yeah. Like people coming out of the gig would be met by you in a suit. Thanking them, shaking their hands.
Yeah, as if I was trying to like tell them a DVD of mine and a house. It was,
if you turned up in a suit, changed into a t-shirt. And
changed into horrible clothes. It's like my outfit, I've got a sort of a costume of comedy, which is a horrible, ugly man.
Yeah, there's that thing that people complain that modern comedy, there's too many posh boys pretending to not be posh. That would be like the perfect embodiment of that.
Yeah.
The man who wears a suit gets dressed into a t-shirt.
Oh, horrible t-shirt.
Oh, well. But do you like wearing a suit, Adam? You wear a lot of suits. You seem to go to a lot of fancy do's.
No, I used to go to very formal events. My mother used to make my own waistcoats, glittery waistcoats. She did. My mum's a seamstress, and she had this sewing machine. No, not at all. No, but sure. she would be in her little. She had a room next to Pinocchio's cage in my house.
Next to what?
Pinocchio's cage.
What's that?
It was my punishment box. And then
you must know that you can't just throw that so casually without explaining.
You've seen my house.
I've seen your house.
Yeah, there's a Pinocchio's cage in it.
Well, I consider the whole house a Pinocchio's cage. I went to his house, listener, and there was a bin in his bedroom, and he just said, "You see that bin? I wank in that bin." That's where I wank.
No, it's not true.
Yes.
Do you stand in the bin and wank out?
I put a little lid on the bin. No, there was a little of a cage in my house, which was sort of just an architectural flaw of the house. There was a hole.
Architectural flaw was there was a full cage inside.
No, basically,
it.
There was a nook. No, there's a nook in the house. Oh, okay. So like you're going up some stairs and there's just a gap, which is just a gap, sort of a man-sized gap. And I would just go in it. And it was like a sort of like for me to calm down.
Yeah.
It looks like a cage.
Would you send yourself there?
It was two things. It was called Pinocchio's cage because
they didn't know how to say Pinocchio.
No, I named it. I named it that.
Yeah.
And I would go there just to calm down. Something if I was just crying,
wait,
I'd just go there.
You were just in your house that you grew up in.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a small gap in the wall.
Yeah. Where you had bars in front of it. But it was like banisters, but it looks like a cage. You can hold bars.
But then
how
do you get in there?
You climb over. So it's like a banister. So you're right. It's the drop downstairs, down the flight of
stairs. And you would go in there to what? To unwind?
Calm down or to look at Finn the dog.
To turn into a real boy.
There was a little window and I could look outside into my neighbour's garden and look at their dog. And I would just sit there. That's how I discovered, you can put your hands...
One of the most haunting stories. One of the most haunting elements of your childhood.
This isn't even the story.
You could put your hands, your chin on your hands and lie on your front. Know that. And you put your legs up. That's why I did that for the first time. And I would look out the window at Jerry and Glynis's dog.
Who are Jerry and Glynis?
My neighbours who had a dog called Finn, a red setter.
Okay.
And I would just stare at that. But what was the question, though?
I don't remember, actually.
It was about your mum being a seamstress.
That was your mum made your own waistcoats.
She had a room upstairs, and then she made me all these like Dalmatian-themed waistcoats and matching bow ties. Very, very glittery.
This is like a serial killer's almanac.
No, it was good. And so it was that one. There's a couple. But no, suits. You asked me about suits. I don't like wearing suits.
This is like Pinocchio, but halfway through the spell, something went wrong.
He, good boy. But
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, seriously. I don't know. When I put on a suit, I feel like when you put like a cat, an elf hat to a cat on Christmas Day.
Yes, I'm very aware
of
that.
And the cats were like, "Oh, this feels weird."
Yeah.
And when I lived at school, I was like wearing a suit or whatever. And now I just feel like I'm wearing. Like, I feel a little weird wearing a suit.
Yeah. See, I went to a wedding at the weekend. I never dress up. I love wearing a suit. I maybe wear one twice a year. I just feel so good. I think it really suits me as well.
I wore a suit to a wedding a couple of years ago, and apparently the family discussed me, and I thought I looked wonderful. And
wait, the family discussed... As in, they had a discussion.
They did discuss
Or apparently they discussed you.
That was the surname.
The family decided to discuss me.
Yes.
And the topic was that it's a disgrace that Adam turns up looking like this. But I genuinely thought I looked the most beautiful I'd ever looked. And I tried so hard to look nice.
Had your mum made the suit?
No.
I think it's that suits look best when people aren't moving. And you are just like a ball.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Apparently my auntie stood up for me by saying it's how he expresses himself. But to my knowledge, I looked exactly the same as everyone else. I feel like I was like Shallow Hal, but like with fashion. It was upsetting
for me. Imagine like David Beckham wearing a really, really nice suit, but then like moving around like a rag doll.
Oh, no.
I think it's your posture.
I do have no posture, yeah.
I think you look really nice.
I look silly.
I think you're very fashionable at the moment, actually. You're wearing your new t-shirt. You look very svelte.
What is that?
Like you've lost... You look like in very good physical shape.
I've lost 2 stones since you last saw me.
No, you haven't. Was it 2 stone you've lost?
Yeah, I think so. What?
Why have you lost them?
Because I got sad when I went to Australia. I had no friends. I went to Australia for...
Didn't you have diarrhea every day.
I also had that.
Yeah, also had clinical diarrhea.
I just had no friends, so I just ran around and around every day.
Why did you have no friends? Were you in Australia?
I was in a different country, but I didn't know anyone. So I just went to the gym every day and didn't eat. Oh, also, I'm trying to cut out food. Have I told you about this?
Yes, you did. Oh, yeah, yeah. You talked about that at great length in the last episode, and I'd rather we not repeat it.
Yeah. Okay.
Adam's attempts to cut out food.
And replace it with...
Slurry. Huel. Peas powder, like a powder made of peas.
We can't have another full episode about Adam's eating.
All right, fine. I'll go to pizza for the first time last week.
Fuck off for saying that. For saying that. Fuck you.
Why?
What? You said you're 28. You ordered a pizza for the first time last week.
Yeah, and genuinely never ordered a pizza.
David, ask him about his pills or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, did we discuss anything? David, do you order a pizza?
Yeah, I've ordered a pizza.
Yeah, it's great fun. It is fun. I feel like Macaulay Culkin. Oh, yeah. Cheese pizza just for me.
Yes. So you know the difference between me and you?
What was that?
I don't remember the first time I put my chin on my hands.
Are you serious? Go. Welcome to the back to the podcast.
No, even for joking, Adam, that you're the host. Like, why would you say welcome to the back? That was such a fuck up.
It's interesting.
Welcome to the back.
It's something to talk about. Come on.
All right, Adam, you can host this little segment.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here joined exclusively by David Elms and Elliot. How you doing, Elliot?
Oh, I'm smashing, thank you.
Great. Yeah, good. Shame that Sean... Oh, you are here, aren't you, Sean? Sorry, this is harder than I thought.
It is harder than it looks. It is
harder. Didn't want to have a break, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is it. He's back, though.
Has it ever been discussed that Elliot has a cool bit of, like, grey-white hair?
The coolness of Elliot's hair gets discussed quite a lot on the podcast.
Just get a bit of airtime, doesn't it? It's
nice. It does get a bit of hair time. As it deserves it.
A bit of hair time.
Hair time. Thank you.
That's Elliot's podcast.
Missed that one.
I think we should cut that quip. I don't think it's doing your career any favours if that makes the edit.
Okay. We're going to keep that.
Very rude. Sean, the rudeness again.
It wasn't rude. It was being polite. He said, right.
Well, anyway, welcome back.
Thank you for coming. David's just had another cup of coffee. Cool.
Absolute gold.
David's just had a cool cup
David,
of joe.
This We're is just... what you just said. David's had a cup of coffee.
I'm panicked now. I'm flustered because Adam said I was being rude. I hope you know that.
No,
I wasn't.
You're being very kind.
Thank you. Well, I don't think there's a middle ground. I think that's probably where I was.
You were being very nice. You made everyone a cup of coffee. You gave me the mug you thought was most appropriate for me, and we didn't even fall
the
out
mugs,
about it.
The mugs were random. I don't know why you make such a big deal about that mug that I got you.
You gave me the rainbow mug. You bought a mug especially.
You think I bought that especially for you?
Must have done.
How narcissistic are you?
Very. We've got a podcast. We're both narcissistic. That's how it works.
You really think that I bought that just for you? I bought that for solidarity for all people. Not just you.
Is that solidarity then?
No.
Yeah, keeping your mouth off the mug I use. That's what this is. Now you're going to put this at the back of the cupboard now, aren't you?
Do you see what I have to do with... Is there anywhere in life where I command respect? Is there anywhere? Adam.
Hey, Sean.
Time for your regular segment.
What's that?
You've got a glint in your eye. Well, it's the one you asked me to do.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about your inventions.
All right.
As with last time on the podcast, people who listen to that may know that Adam had asked me to ask him if he had any inventions.
I didn't have any.
And
but
he
I
didn't
thought,
have any.
But I thought it would be fun to just riff.
Yes.
And I'm the way you looked at me when I was telling you them is if I'm, you looked at, I'm not joking, listener, he looked at a bottle and then looked at my throat. And it went on because the idea was so good, he thought I'm going to cut him and take his great idea.
What's your invention?
That time, I think it was tasty grass.
No, last time he claimed he'd invented the car.
Was it?
On, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, said,
and a perpetual motion back scratcher.
Oh, yeah, shit. That was great.
What have you got?
This time, Adam says he's been reading a lot about Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To explain who Elon Musk is.
He's a character in The Simpsons.
Okay.
Who is based on a real guy, an inventor. You know about Elon Musk?
Yeah, I know about
of
Elon
course,
Musk.
Of course, yeah. He's a great guy.
It's a good episode.
It's a great episode. So he invented PayPal, and then he was like, what can I do with all... Because he obviously got all the money.
Yeah.
And so and then he invented other stuff, like the car. He's invented a car, a type of car.
Didn't you invent a car?
No, a different type of car.
He does Tesla.
Tesla car,
yeah,
which has the doors that are open up instead of outwards.
Whoa.
And he's inventing...
You can PayPal right from the driver's seat.
Yeah. And a biggest lithium ion factory battery in the world.
Whoa.
And he wants to make tubes in the ground.
Yeah, a tunnel.
Yeah, he does. And he wants to... He's got like a massive galactic space program as well.
SpaceX.
Like him and Branson are rivals, is that right?
Yeah. Elon Musk is going to win though.
Well, yeah.
Richard Branson. I'm not on board with Richard Branson. It's not even real space though, is it? It's not real space.
You're not going to outer, you're going like inner.
You're just going up and then you go down so fast you fall off your chair. Genuinely, that is it.
No, that's not it.
That's the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
That's simulated gravity shuttles.
No, that's right? What this is.
Is it?
Genuinely, it's just hyperbolic flight. You go up and then down so fast that you fall at the same speed as the thing, as the vessel.
Right, that's what he's selling.
Yeah. But Elon Musk is going to just say, all right, fine, that is a bit silly. I'm going to allow you to go on a holiday with it. So you can go from Tokyo to Scotland in 32 minutes.
Yeah.
You just go up and then go down there. Go up and go down there.
Who's wanting to do that journey?
Donald Yukizara.
You'll try. That was so desperate. Seeing the wheels turn.
I thought all Scottish people were called Patrick for a second. I thought that was Donald.
Oh, they could be. But enough about that, man.
He wants to do a Mars land.
Yeah, he wants to do Mars land.
He wants to do Mars land. Also, his new theme park.
He says we're all in a computer simulation. Which is good sense.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought,
what have you been thinking though? What are your inventions?
So he wants to do a tunnel that makes you go into LA.
Okay, so what's yours then?
An energy free way of getting from Cornwall to America.
Yeah, but that's not an invention. That's just.
But energy free.
But okay, so what is the invention though?
Just a hull that goes directly from Cornwall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight. Direct
so you have to
New York City,
so
America.
So you walk.
No, and then
a flight to LA.
No. Oh, where is that?
Didn't you say LA first?
NA. And so basically, it's, you know, if you get a hole from England to Australia, you just jump down it and you'll get there. You fly all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking just do it at an angle. To America.
Right.
And the car just falls.
Just rolls.
You want to do this in a car?
Oh, car, but a new car, like a silver car.
Yeah, yeah.
And
course.
It just rolls all the way down.
Yeah. As the earth turns, it rolls.
But surely the gravitational pull of the other side would immediately pull you back to England.
Not to England, but you'll think it'll pull you back to the centre of the tunnel. Yeah?
Yes.
But no, but you've got the momentum from the first half of the journey. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a very smooth, crisp wheel. That goes all the way down, and also there's a generator. So when the wheels are moving, you just think, "All right, I'll just drive up now."
I don't know if this is an invention, though, Adam.
You haven't invented the hole.
You didn't invent a hole or a car.
Yeah, but no one's put one there yet.
But that's not an invention, though.
All right,
you said last time you always ask me for invention.
All right,
fine.
I'll have another invention. Name any item. No, name a problem, and I'll invent it. No, name any problem right now.
I can't speak another language.
All right, French guy. And
if you say you've invented the idea of teaching,
alright. You want to speak another language?
Well, yeah, that's
not
problem.
A problem. That's a quest for knowledge.
They've got a thingy now, don't they?
Yeah.
What, a universal translator?
Yeah.
No, they fucking haven't. Like in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have they?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
You can just put it in your ear. Yeah.
It's basically Google Translate, but it's also a hat. That's pretty much. Or but it's earbuds or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not.
I imagine it would be quite a cumbersome way to have a conversation.
Okay. I've invented a dating app, and this is true.
Okay, Adam's invented a dating app.
Just this second.
It's a hole.
Okay, so what it is, and okay, you've all three got the opportunity to invest, and whoever says it first gets it. So
I don't think that's how investment works.
All right. Well,
snap principle.
It is. So let's say you're on a date with someone,
let's
say a French person, or not, and you're...
What sort of dating app kicks in after the date?
Trust me on
dates,
this.
Dating apps are meant to set up a date.
You're going
to
eat your words.
Okay. So we found ourselves a date and we're on the date.
Mm-hmm. You found yourself a date, you're on the date. Let's not talk about that. This is a date, it's called a Date Plus Pro, and it is, and only Okay, what it does, it's a free app. It's a free app to get. What it is, it's a date companion, all right?
Right.
And what it is if you say something really stupid on a date, yeah? Mm. Like, say something rude about a French person, and you think it's offended the person you're with. Whatever whatever the rude thing you've said was, and you think you've offended them, you get out your phone, mm-hmm. and you press a button. And like, let's say what you've done. I've said something rude thing about a French person. Or whatever. And you think your date's not going well. You press that button. It will summon a person, an actor in the area, who will come over and say, "Hey, you, Sean. I remember you. You lent me £1,000 when I was in need." And then you go, "Oh, I don't remember." And then they walk away.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. So it's kind of like a way to maybe win back the affection of someone you're on a date with.
If you've made a good
If you've made a mistake, but you like them and absolutely. You think they're going somewhere. Now, is the actor always going to say, "You lend me £1,000 when I'm in need"?
Or it could be a key to what your faux pas was. So if you were being unstylish or something, let's say someone has commented on your style.
Yes.
And you're embarrassed about her thoughts or his thoughts on that style.
Yes.
You just press like the fashion icon and someone says, "Oh, hey, great shirt and shoes, dude." Yeah. So that, yeah?
So how does the app make money?
Because if you seal the deal, if I think we all know what we're talking about, then the money comes out of your account. So, if your phone and their phone has been next to each other overnight.
So it's Uber for actors to get you out of social awkward situations.
Absolutely.
And they only get paid if you have sex at the end of the night with someone else.
If your phone and their phone spend sundown, like midnight with each other.
I've got...
I do have a few questions.
Maybe like the next phase of the app.
Great.
Just to streamline it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you're on the date.
I love it.
Yeah.
You've accidentally said something a bit awkward.
Oh, of course.
We've all been there.
Open the app.
Yeah.
Same app. It was free to download.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
You press a button. Ooh. And it just goes, "Not really."
It would be great. A not button.
That is.
And then you don't have to hire the actors. You don't have to organise the actors find you.
But then how does that one make money?
Adverts on the app.
Pay-per-click.
Oh, pay-per-click, yeah.
Maybe the way the advert, maybe you can make money not... I think the sex idea is well-meaning, but maybe not.
Yeah. Maybe
what you do is you mix them.
Maybe you get not really for free, but then you pay extra ones that are
for
like...
the actors.
Oh, I'm just kidding!
I was thinking, actually, another my quest in life is to join people with needs with people with spares. So, like,
please, can you just can we just backtrack and you say that sentence again?
People with needs versus people with spares.
In terms of what, stickers?
Anything you want. Shoes? What? I need shoes. Oh, I've got spare shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my first thought.
Communism.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So my thinking was originally my thought was, all right, a spot. Some people like popping spots. Some people have spots and need popped. You just click the button and you just match people up.
I don't know if people want to pop stranger spots though all the time. Maybe there's enough people who do.
There must be enough.
Yeah.
And all the people that want to have a thing versus a thing, you have one for everything.
Okay, so you've got a couple of actual ideas here.
Great,
Dating
thank you.
Pro Plus, is that what it was called?
Dating Plus Pro.
Dating Plus Pro, of course. It's a terrible idea. We're all in agreement with that, are we?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Not really.
See?
Yeah, okay, that's pretty
good.
The add-on has
got life. But it is an idea. Now, let's go with this. You think... The problem is, I think dating apps, they don't... It is true, there's not enough help when you're actually on the date.
I'm married, and I met my wife before all the dating apps got, so yeah, I don't have any help here. So,
I mean, that was a bit of a humble brag. But I appreciate
it. Where was the humble
There's
part?
No humility to that. He's tech man, trying to throw these tech words out.
Where did you meet your wife?
Online.
And you're trying to tell me you never employed an actor to just be on retainer?
Just didn't use an app.
What?
Yeah.
You had any inventions?
Do I have any inventions? Yeah. Yeah.
So,
do you want to share? Do you want to share one?
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
It's patent pending.
Yep.
And it's a way for people to like make sure that no one else steals their ideas.
Oh, great! You just want to come up with a patent.
So what you do is you
someone
go
to come up with a patent.
You go to what I'm calling a patent office.
Ooh.
Patent office, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. and you register your idea.
Yeah.
And if the patent is approved, if it's a patentable idea,
so yes,
idea or design, then no one else can use that idea.
Great.
Okay.
So now I just need to work out a way for me to make sure no one steals that
idea.
Right,
absolutely, yeah.
I think, all right, well, let's do an act out then. You are in this so-called patent office.
Right.
Adam has got his so-called Dating Plus Pro.
Great.
Adam, you're into the office. You want to make your patent. Let's see how this flies.
Hi, Dad. Oh, Dad, you got a new job?
Yeah, working in the
patent office. Where have you been?
Well, I went on a very lengthy selection weekend with Mr. Elms, but I got the job.
Do you like who I've become?
Let's see, what have you got?
La la la.
Can we speed this up a little bit, please?
Yeah, I've taken after
you. Do you like what I've become? Let's see, what have you got? Is that like a reference to his dick? Like, no, shove your dick, long lost.
We're at the office. I want to see what his idea is.
Okay.
I've taken your advice. On my birthday, just invent.
Oh, great.
And here I am. Here are my drawings.
What? What's this?
Hello.
I've got a beast.
What is that?
It's a little trick.
Again, I feel like we're really getting off.
Well, Sean, I'll be honest. I don't know what act out means. You know, I've said this.
I mean, I just wanted a 3 or 4 second, not all four sentences.
I think
sentence
you could
then.
Have imagined it. Your problems with imagination are really ruining the podcast. Every time, listener, someone says anything that's happened, Sean smiles and nods along. Then he edits out the bit and says, "Oh, do you mind acting that out for us?" He just asks how the day was. He goes, "Oh, great. Do you mind acting that out for me?" I don't know if you're going to leave it in, Elliot. You should probably delete all the times he says that.
Okay, sorry. Do you know what? You're right. I'm cutting in. I think you're doing some great work.
Great.
I admit I'm wrong here. I'm kind of interested to know where this dynamic's going, father and son.
Right.
And the beast.
Mm.
I mean, the patent office element is still the central element. Just remember that. Carry on, and I'll try not to get in the way.
What? Where did you get that beast?
Have you seen the episode of The Simpsons when Lisa pours soda pop on her tooth?
Yeah.
It's basically that, but I poured soda pop on Krusty's tooth. Get that out.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's on the thing?
All right. Let's go next.
What's on the document?
I can remember what's on the document.
Okay, let's go.
All right. David, what's your middle name?
Oh, fuck you. We can't
no, fuck
ask
you.
People this.
Fuck you. It's on every episode. What's your middle name?
Francis.
Whoa.
Well, we haven't had that one before.
We haven't had that one. You sound bored, Elliot. Are you bored?
I'm
come on. Let's stand what, up. Let's keep going. We should stand up.
I don't think we should stand up.
Francis with an I. For boy. Francis with an E is for girls.
I get that. Why are you called Francis?
Irish heritage.
Yeah.
And I think it was my granddad's name.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, he was Frank, but...
Frank.
Yeah.
So, was Francis short for Frank?
Never Francis met. Underwood.
Mm.
Frank Underwood.
Yeah.
From the House of Cards.
House of Cards, yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch it.
I was great about America. Seriously.
Whoa. Yeah. A TV show about America?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Is that your favourite of the programmes?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not on a cat sausage. Absolutely not. I'm getting really into many programmes at the moment.
Many programmes?
Yeah.
What programmes are you into?
Season 1 of The Gadget Show. It's a bit weird. Sooty and Co, you know, when they set it up in a shop, they have a little caravan.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there's Cousin Scampi, who's he's fucking scraping the barrel.
He's
got nothing. All the animals are naked, and Scampi has a fucking school outfit on and a hat, which is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Reminds you the others are naked. And other television shows at the moment. Just Blue Planet keeps me calm. I like that.
Blue Planet keeps you calm?
Yeah, it keeps
as
me
calm,
calm
as you were in the creep in your wall?
The Pinocchio's cage.
Yeah, the Pinocchio's cage.
Yeah, and Sound of Music Live. I watch that a lot.
Sound of Music Live. You watch that a lot?
Yeah.
You would say you watch it a lot.
I'll keep it on in the background in my house. But, yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Lots of screensavers as well. I just add music to it.
You just watch screensavers. Mm. Like Windows 95 ones. The pipes.
The pipes.
Yeah, that
the
was
shop.
A great one, wasn't it? What was the one with the maze? Do you remember that?
That was that. That was
amazing. That was a great one.
So weird. The idea of having a screensaver now is so weird. The idea that you would leave your screen for a bit.
Oh, it's like a mirror. Yeah. Black mirror, isn't
yeah,
it?
Brown mirror.
I can't think of a time when I've not used my screen for like more than...
I guess because you could...
But if I had left it as well, like I'd want to come back and have a bunch of pipes or some words that my son had written.
I had a Matrix screensaver at school. I had the numbers going down like the Matrix.
That's cool though.
That's cool.
Do you reckon screensavers will make a comeback? I reckon they'll be viewed as retro and hipster. Like, you know how milkmen are making a comeback?
No way!
Yeah, next it'll be screensavers, and then after that it'll be, I don't know, what else?
There was a milkman. What does he do though now? Does he have to like be modern?
Instead what does who do?
Milkman.
A milky man?
Milkman.
Well, I don't know. I've just noticed a lot more milk trucks driving around.
Oh, really?
Than I used to. But I've also been sleeping under the bridge.
I would love it if milkman is a job that is immediately taken by robots.
Did you guys ever get, when you were younger, did you ever get gold top milk?
What?
So you had blue and red.
Yeah.
For skimmed and semi-skimmed.
Yeah.
And then there was gold top, which was just... The only thing they filtered out is like hairs and stuff.
No, I never got gold. Did you get gold top?
It was like rustic milk. Like,
yeah, it was like, so the top of it would basically be cream.
Oh, woof.
So it was like, not just full fat, but like straight out the farmers.
Oh, God.
What's, has that got like a purpose? Is it used for something?
I don't know. I mean, it was a real special day when we got the gold top.
Do you get it regularly or is it like once in a while?
I think you had to order it special.
The milkman goes, you've earned a gold top.
What was so wrong with the past that was the only thing we needed to take into our house? And then we couldn't just buy milk in a shop.
Yeah.
It's weird you didn't have a bread man.
They did have a bread man. They did. They did have a guy.
Newspapers and milk. It's weird that was what we needed the most. Garfields. Yeah. We need the day's Garfield, and I need a pint of milk to wash it down. It's weird how that's how we used to live. I don't know. Got us where we are, so they must have been doing something right. Do you remember at Christmas time? Did you ever have milk and it had like holly on the?
Yeah,
that was exciting time for me. Mine was my favourite part of Christmas, and then I discovered the steak bake from Greg's.
No, you're wrong.
The best part about milk
Christmas was on milk Christmas morning when it was so cold on milk Christmas Eve. The milk flies out of the top of the milk, making a sort of a milksicle, like a milk icicle, upwards, like a stalactite.
Like a mini milk just coming straight out.
Mini milk coming out. And a friend of mine's cousin, this is true, he was like...
It doesn't sound true.
I'm not joking.
It sounds like the beginning of a big lie.
I'm not joking, he was running around and it was really icy.
Yeah,
and his eyes were really wide. And there was two ice milk bottles.
And a please sit down.
No, I'm trying to make good content. And you're blocking me.
Alright,
you know
going.
Where this is going.
His eyes were wide.
His eyes were really wide. And then he was... you know where it's going.
Finish it. Own it.
What do you want me to do with it? You know where I'm going.
Just tell. I don't know where you're
running
going
around.
It.
He was running around looking for like a bunch of marbles that he dropped, yeah? And he was running around.
This is on Christmas Day, you say?
What was he saying?
Christmas Milk Day, yeah.
Christmas Milk Day, yeah.
And he was like, oh, where are my many marbles on this icy floor? Where are my many marbles on this icy floor? And he was great at bicycle kick. He was like, great at everything. Yeah. He did wheelies. He was great.
He was a star.
Promising future.
Mm. Promising future.
Yeah.
And
he was the Sean McLaughlin of your cousin's friend's school.
Yeah. And he loved. Yeah. He had a very very keen eye for things that are tiny small. And
good eye for detail.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was running around and he saw. I think I've seen my marble group. And his eyes were so wide, he slipped on one of the marble group and his eye just went straight forward. There was two milk ice bottles with the stuff up, genuinely.
Yeah.
Went through his head, but weirdly, completely missed his brain, but went straight through, the bottle stuff got into his eye.
Yeah.
He drank the milk through his face.
Yeah.
These two bottles. And now, honestly, NASA used him to look at the moon.
Oh my word.
God, I've never heard a story like that.
Yeah. I'm amazed that didn't make the national news.
It did, but you don't remember everything from the national news.
That's true.
No, that is
you don't believe
true.
Me that on my 11th birthday, a man with a saber murdered everyone in the church next door to my go-karting party. You don't believe that.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I 100% believe that, and I believe that you saw it, and it explains
a lot.
I didn't see it.
It's just my
a man with a sabre came into the church.
Came to a church in Streatham.
I remember that go-karting track.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was singing happy birthday to me, and then I could hear
the sound of people being hacked.
I could hear sirens. Yeah, very sad.
Oh my goodness. Dad.
People died.
I don't know, maybe. I know
more or less people that died at your go-karting party.
I won, so it doesn't matter. I won.
I've never been go-karting in my life. Never been. Fact.
It's a thrill.
Is it?
Because you're very close to the ground, it feels like you're going really fast.
Yeah, that's why roly-polies are so fun.
You're right there.
Adam, your personality is such a fascinating mix of the completely innocent and the grotesquely sexual.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
I went go-karting in France and one of my friends, the brakes stopped working and he crashed and he like... crashed and his body went forward and he really got himself on the old ghoulies.
And it
was awkward because obviously he was angry. he was a mix of really angry that it had gone wrong and it wasn't his fault, really embarrassed that he'd really hurt such a sensitive area, but also really in pain.
Oh no.
So he just didn't know how to express himself.
That must be awful.
And everyone felt sorry for him, but also we all really wanted to laugh.
Oh, like, horrible.
I seem to recall getting like something bad happening to my balls happening a lot more in my childhood than my adulthood.
Yeah.
Because they're close to the ground.
That's why they're going so fast.
So we are going so fast, aren't you?
I wonder if you ask a go-kart assistant why it's spelled with the... I think this a lot. Why it's spelled with a K, not a C. I don't know what a cart with a K is.
Because people pronounce it like a soft C.
Nonsense. Because it's not like it's not
go
a
chart.
But it's because it
go start.
I get it with Krispy Kreme. It's not cream, so they got to call it something else.
Yeah,
but it is a cart. It's not like, oh, it's not actually a cart.
It's a more exciting capital letter.
K is fun, isn't it?
K is fun.
K is fun.
K is fun.
Let's change the subject. But I think the I think
it's to distinguish it from like horse and cart,
horse and shopping cart, Krusty the Clown.
What, have you just watched an episode of The Simpsons with Krusty the Clown in it? Because that's the second time you've mentioned him.
I like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, all right, we're not recording this.
Hey, everybody! We're all standing up at this Stadium KBBL podcast.
This is fun! What can I say? It is fun! We're Russell branding it. We're, guys, we've all had loads of coffee. Adam's told us to Russell brand it, and that's what we're doing. We're all stood up. Yeah. Elliot, you don't look like you've stood up much today.
I went for a run 2 hours ago, and I'm still pepped up.
Where did you run?
Just around the river.
Whoa! When was the last time you ran around the river?
Oh, when I did the London Marathon.
Whoa, what's the best time you've ever done a marathon, Adam?
I've never done a marathon.
Whoa!
Not the London Marathon, anyway. But anyway, I think standing up's good for energy. That's why an X Factor, they all stand up when they're singing.
That's true.
It's great. All creativity should be done standing up. That's what everyone says. Speech don't be given sitting down.
Stand-up comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Stand-up sprinting.
He's
great.
A stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Stand up there, you.
But it does.
Classic phrases.
I genuinely, Sean, you keep talking about stuff that's happening in the room. We should not mention that we're standing up.
I'm not standing.
I stood up at the
beginning. You literally said, let's all stand up and say that we're standing up.
No, I did not say that. I said, at the beginning of the podcast, I stood up in secret, and then straight away you said, sit back down. The audience did not need to know I was standing up.
It wasn't a secret that you were standing
up.
I could see you standing up.
Yeah, but the public didn't know about it.
The public don't listen to this. This is exclusively listened to by people on day release from paedophile institutions. That's my demo.
They're not allowed to listen to it while they're at the centre.
They can't listen to it at the centre. It sends them insane. Sends them into a sexual frenzy.
All right.
So they can put it on when they're at home with their nans upstairs or whatever.
So ask us how we've been. Or what we got up to.
You just had a go at me because that's what I said.
You can't be the host and the guest.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Recently, I told you about my pizza. That was
yes.
nice. Do you want to see a photo of it?
Oh, fuck it. All right, let's just go. Let's ride this wave for 20 minutes longer and then we can get the fuck out
of it.
Adam, you say you just ordered a pizza for the first time.
Look at it. This is insane how
big
it is.
We've ordered pizza together, Adam.
Exactly. I've not done it. Look how big it is.
Pizza, it says. Enjoy your pizza.
It doesn't fit in the fridge. You can see the fridge in the background.
Why are you putting it in the fridge?
Why would you order a pizza to immediately refrigerate it?
Because it was like a foot and a half across. So it times that by three. That was like the amount of pizza I had.
That's not how pizza works.
Yeah, it is.
It's not however long it is times it by three, and that's how much
pizza. Which thing pie is? Pie D.
What?
There's something in Dublin or something like that. That's what.
Ramblings of a madman. What was on your pizza?
I made it myself. It's my first time. Genuinely, honestly.
Wait a minute, you ordered a pizza that you had made?
No, I designed it. I designed it myself.
Well, what did you put on it?
Then why were you surprised by how big it was?
Yeah.
I forgot what big an inch was. So it said 18 inch, and I thought, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I mean, I know.
That's a large pizza, yeah.
Seven dicks.
It was a lot of dicks. So, muff flavour? No.
Okay.
It was cheese and cheese and artichokes and capers. And,
That really doesn't sound like the type of thing I would enjoy, but, you know.
Do you want to see a photo?
Well, you just showed us one.
All right, I've got a photo of it, like, on a plate.
Okay, show us a photo of it on a plate.
Just what great po- just great listeners at home. This is us great looking podcast. At a photo.
Oh, do I?
Hell. Of a box of pizza.
This is fucking mad.
I don't have a photo of it. There's my chilli plant.
Oh, yeah.
I really think, Adam, you make this harder than it needs to be. And then you have a go at me for not hosting well enough.
I'm trying to get some life into this podcast, man.
This podcast has got life. We have big listeners.
Yeah.
Now that you live here with your girlfriend,
yes.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, we were actually just talking about that.
Tell him.
What do you mean, tell him? Well, of course I'm going to tell him. He asked me a question. You're acting like my mum. Like my mum trying to impress an uncle. Tell him. Tell him all the backflips you did at school.
By the way, I've been thinking about backflips for
Please
this week.
Please swallow that gingerbread man before you talk.
It's quite spicy, this. Imagine the first time someone saw a backflip. You go mad. Like, I'm talking like 500 years ago. You'd never seen a backflip.
Do you reckon it was 500 years ago?
All right, a
billion years ago. You briefly mooted the idea that the first backflip was a billion years ago.
Okay, let's say 1,000 years
but
ago.
But Adam, right?
Yeah.
Picture the scene, okay?
Okay.
The first time someone saw someone do a backflip.
Yeah.
They probably knew that something was about to happen because no one... Just suddenly did.
Let's say
you're never just looking at a person, and then suddenly
But maybe
they jump.
Why
and
not
rotate in the air?
Let's say
maybe they were
this.
Trying to get a. Maybe a friend was looking at another friend escaping from a saber-toothed tiger.
Exactly. No,
and one of them did a backflip and went, "Bro, like, do you know what you just did?"
I think what happened was, even if someone said, "Watch this," the person would backflip. How would you tell your friends about it? Guess what David did. I don't even know what I saw. He went mad. He went mad for like 1 second, and then it was all normal.
So this happens before front flips are invented.
It doesn't matter. A flip. It doesn't matter. Right. But how do you describe it? Because you couldn't say he flipped, because that is what it is. You can't say he did a backflip. He said he went mad. He went mad. Seriously.
Well, I guess now that you've mentioned it, I don't know how I would describe a backflip. If I'd just seen one.
If I didn't know the word backflip.
Yeah.
But I guess one of the benefits of living in the 21st century is that we already have words for things like backflips and,
Have you ever tried?
Yeah. But I used to do it at Mr. Popper's time, which was this place where my mum would send me in summer holidays.
Okay. And let's go into this then.
No,
David and Elliot have both got their heads in their hands.
That was just a big soft play area. It's nothing interesting.
Mr. Popper's land.
Time. Mr. Popper was the man who was just in charge. He was like the chef or the man in charge.
The chef.
A
soft play area named after the chef.
Well, I think he was like a lunch lady man that worked at the school.
Yeah.
And then he just rented out the gym of the school in the summer holidays. And it was kind of a soft play area and children would go there. And I would just practice to see if I could do a backflip.
Yeah. He sounds like somebody who might be in our listenership.
No, he was a good guy. He had a whistle. Never blew it. When you found out about the Olympics coming to London, it was 7 years in the future, did you just think, oh, God, I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to own a leather jacket. I'm going to have all the hair gel that honey can buy. And then did you think about that?
Did you just say that honey can buy? Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I need you to be clear here.
No, I said money can buy. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? When you found out about the Olympics... On the 6th of July, 2005.
Yes.
Do you not remember thinking, God, I'm going to be 22 or whatever, 23 maybe, or whatever age you would have been. I think I'm going to look so cool. I'm going to have a car. Did not think, guys.
Yeah, I didn't think that. And I probably didn't think that exclusively about the Olympics, though. That wasn't probably the first time I thought that.
I'm not sure how I feel about the Olympics, and I also am not sure of how I feel about tax money going to like support athletes,
fuck out.
Olympic athletes.
Whoa, interesting angle. Here we go.
Everyone thinks of them as role models.
Yeah,
but like, that it's a bad idea to make loads of kids think that they can be professional athletes because it's the odds of you becoming one are so small.
Interesting.
Well, that, of course. I mean, just Adam was just talking about his
dream
was
too big. The role model aspect is maybe dedication, hard work, tight clothes. So maybe that is it. But I wish there was a state-funded, like, comedy and drawings festival that everyone, that the whole nation, the whole world has to watch for 2 weeks every 4 years. And then kids grow up thinking, I could do that, that's easy.
Okay.
Good point.
I think you're right. It's good. They teach good things like dedication and discipline. And it's like, yeah, let's get loads of kids doing loads of sport. And it's like, yeah, it is important to be healthy, but it should also be hammered home that
they will fail.
That like five athletes make a good living.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five athletes.
No, that was a point. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's from being on a side of a cereal box. It's not from running.
And that's if you get the gold. Like Mo Farah's corn dollar is top dollar. I'm not taking it away from the corn man. But when you see Mo Farah, people most think you're the corn guy. No one remembers who came second, which is very sad, isn't it?
I think Mo Farah is probably more famous for winning Olympic gold medals than being the face of corn. I think that will be his legacy. And I hope that will be this podcast legacy. David has to shoot off.
Yeah, I got to go make dinner for my wife.
And her parents?
No, they're out at the National Theatre.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seeing a play that I went to with my wife recently, and she cried from boredom. Not joking.
Cried. Wait, your wife went to a play so boring she cried?
Yeah, but it's this play called Oslo, which is about the Israel-Palestine peace process. And it's really long. And
is this the play you wrote?
No, I went to see a fellow playwright's work. It won the Tony for best show, for best play. So I was like, oh, well, we should go. And we managed to get £20 tickets. And we went. And the first half was like an hour and 20 minutes, came out. And I was like, it's quite interesting. And my wife was like, yeah. And then the second half, normally shorter than the first.
Yeah,
this time.
Oh, switcheroo. Longer. Classic national switcheroo.
And she told me that she fell asleep at one point, woke up, couldn't follow it.
Oh no.
Her face was crumpling up with tears. Silent tears. And apparently she looked over at one point to me to be like, oh God, what's going on? And I looked back at her like, hello. Oh. I didn't even think the play was that good. I just thought it was an interesting subject matter, but she actually cried, and she's 30 in a month. She cried. She cried at a play. And so now we told her parents, and now they're going.
Oh my God. That's gracious. But that's good for you, though. It's a long play. A romantic night.
Yeah, so we know that they're not going to be back for ages.
They'll be back.
Because it's really long.
It's fucking long. So you're going to prepare a lovely meal. What are you going to prepare?
Takeaway.
Okay, pleasure to have you here, David.
Thanks so much for
having
me.
You've been a great guest. Me and Adam might do a couple minutes after you've gone.
Yeah.
Got anything you want to plug to our great listeners? Keep in mind they will have very limited access to the internet in the centre.
Cool. Recently got a Yahoo Mail account, and I just want to recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. You recently got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making the switch.
Yeah.
Yahoo.co.uk lets everyone know what you got going.
Yeah. Right. That's how unpopular they are, that your one is just yahoo.co.uk. That's your email.
My email is yahoo.co.uk. So if you want to get in touch, just type in yahoo, two O's, dot, not spelt out, the punctuation dot, co.uk.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I'm sure our listeners are thinking that as well. Do you want to plug Borderline, the sitcom that you're in?
Nah.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, I'd love to do it again.
We'll get you back.
And Adam. See you, mate.
See you later. Good to
thanks,
see you, man.
Thanks, Elliot.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Yeah, it would take 25 lifetimes
to watch all the channels that I got. I like that idea of before Google, did anyone believe it? Because this is a thing I once read about the tallest man in the world.
Oh, yeah, very tall. Died at 27.
I probably meant a different one.
Okay.
The guy. He had a girlfriend. He was from China. He had a girlfriend. And they'd met online. At some point, he must have explained to her online
By the way,
but he was the tallest man in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But had her believe him? Like, if someone told you on, like, in the early days of chat rooms, by the way, I'm the tallest man in the world.
You'd ease him into it. Like, he's speaking all capitals for about a week or so.
Yep.
And then, I guess just...
You just, yeah, you'd occasionally open your sentences with fee, fi, fo, fum. And then they go, what's all that about? They go, sorry, it's just a thing my family say.
You'd drop in really casually, you'd be like, oh yeah, I went around to my mum's the other day and I'd bang my head when I went through the doorway.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe, because of what you've been up to, like, you'd say, oh, oak trees, that's good comedy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all of the anecdotes that he was saying on
that is classic comedy as
that
well.
That was great.
I love that.
What are you up to? Oak trees. I mean, that's good stuff. All the anecdotes would have been about height. Mm. It's not like, oh, what have you been up to?
I think it would have been stuff like they were going out for dinner and
she'd
say, like, how do I recognise you? And she'll be like, I'll be the one in the red dress with the rose. And he'll say, I'll be the one in the blue jacket who is the tallest man in the world.
I guess it must have popped up before. Like, I crowbar into conversations. I don't know, that I've got a cat. Like, that's the one who look interesting. If you are the most important tall man in the world.
I think it's different though. If you're online, and this is the early day of online when people didn't trust people, right?
This is
people did not trust. Do you remember the early days of online?
Yeah.
It must have been horrible. No one, they, like, you still get old people who won't give bank details online because they don't believe you. So this was pre, you know, mainstream of all this. Mm-hmm. And they are on a chat room.
Is he
room.
Chinese?
He's Chinese. Yeah. He's on a chat room and he thinks he's met the one. And he's there and he's hobbled over and he's big old log hands and he's mashing the keyboard and somehow the random things that the keyboard is getting mashed because it can't be meaning to write what he writes because his hands are too big. But it's saying the most beautiful stuff that she has ever heard and they are falling in love.
Yeah.
And they want to meet. But there's no trust here. They could be anyone. But he has to convince her legitimately that he is the tallest man in the world. I think... He got ink.
Yeah.
And I think he did a thumbprint and he faxed it to her. And he goes, this is my actual thumb. And it took up more than one fax.
I think
it took up two faxes.
She realised it was the tallest thumbprint she'd ever
seen. This is the biggest thumbprint I've ever seen. Truly you are.
The thing is,
you
that
must
man.
Be.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2". And
I'd like to tell.
I don't think you're in the running.
I'd like to tell the listeners that Adam is not 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
Give or take a couple of feet.
No. I'm 6'2". It doesn't matter.
All right.
Sure.
And I find that a problem. But so maybe they met because. Like,
what do you mean you find that a problem?
I know. I'm tall. It's a
what do you mean you find that a problem? No, first of all, you're not 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
Secondly, I'm 6'4", and so fuck you for lying about having a problem of being 6'2".
No, because I know people. I don't know. I'd rather be shorter.
All right.
I'd rather be shorter.
Yeah.
Maybe she had an interesting facet to her body as well.
I was going
to
say,
maybe she was like the longest. Widest arm span?
I have the widest arm span in the world.
Yeah, like maybe he fits in her arm span.
Did you know the tallest
well,
man...
Well, I'd imagine so if he's tall. Everyone would.
The tallest man ever to live, called John Lithgow? Not John Lithgow.
John Lithgow, go on. He did well, didn't he?
He speaks like this.
There's footage, there's audio of him.
Yeah, hello, my name is John. And it's so deep.
And it's so...
I've not edited that. It sounds through the headphones...
Yes, that's how I speak.
Yeah, that is how they talk though. Like the guy from Big Fish. You know that film Big Fish?
Is it that guy?
No, he's not the tallest ever.
This guy, he died in the 20s.
Okay.
And his ring, I mean, I'm just, I've seen his
wedding
ring.
Are we talking his wedding ring? Yeah.
His wedding ring was a hula hoop.
I've seen footage of his ring.
Oh, it's mad. And he died so young because he got an infection in his foot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
He used a slide as a shoehorn. That's how tall he was.
Yeah, he was so big.
He once needed an aspirin, and they had to be specially made, and they were the size of a Bible. He was enormous, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam, he was fucking enormous.
It must have been expensive.
Every time he sneezed, it caused a hurricane.
It was, yeah. He, poor guy.
Yeah.
When he was 11, he was 6 foot.
Yeah.
I was really into the Guinness Book of Records as a kid.
Yeah,
really
I can tell. That does not surprise me.
It was all I had. Big old lad.
Well, I've loved this chat. What can I say? We're tall lads.
Yeah.
We're having fun. What was that? I'm not tall. Well, he's not tall. He's not 6'2".
My dad still makes me sit in the back of the car when we go to Harvester. And my mum, and I'm taller than both of them.
Can you sit in the middle, or do you have to go to the side?
The middle of the car. That's not well, people carrier.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's interesting you talk about that. When you're growing up, you always think front seats, it's designated by age, and it isn't. It's status. We know it's status. Yeah. We know it is. Because one day, your parents are going to be old, and you will sit at the front of the car because you will have more status than them.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's how it is. Whoever's eaten the most at the Harvester can sit in the passenger seat or even the driver's seat. That's how my family did it.
Yeah, I sit in the back. I made sure I just raised Bloody Mary in the back so they think I'd rather him at the front where we could keep an eye on him. But it didn't work.
Yeah.
I would play when my dad was driving, like on the motorway, I'd affect his the angle of his seat. You know, there's a cog next to him, you can like play with it. And it would like, I would try and like make him go all wobbly so that he'd say, I don't want him in the back anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want him in the back anymore. But it didn't happen. He just didn't bring me to Harvester. It was awful.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, you know, I spent 2 Christmas days in a row at a beef eater.
Good grief.
Same waitress both times, Molly.
Oh, sorry. I just...
A beef eater restaurant, yeah.
No, I thought when you said 2 Christmas days in a row, I was like, that doesn't happen. But you mean years, yeah.
What do you mean, 2?
I was like, Boxing Day's after Christmas Day.
Imagine that. So your family have broken up and you have to have 2 Christmases. Both have elected to have it in the same beef eater.
Oh, God. Yeah, the good old beef eater. Mm. All right. Well, thank you for coming.
That's all right. Thank you for having us.
Genuine question, just before we end. We'll do some plugs. You might have some things to plug. Do you think that you're the host of this podcast?
I think I do. I produce it. I mean, I know I'm behind the scenes.
Elliot, are you comfortable with him saying that he produces it?
I think it's all right.
I don't know why people don't back me up.
It's a bit of fun, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Shawnee.
A bit of fun me asking you this,
Are you allowed to call him Shawnee? Tell me off for that.
By the way, do you know...
No one's allowed to call me Shawnee, and you're not allowed to tell this story.
Do the audience know? Please tell them why Shawnee.
The audience are already aware of how pathetic I was as a teenager.
May I tell them?
Absolutely.
Every week we learn a new thing, which is nice.
What was the last one? It was...
You just had a brief dabble in politics when you were a child.
I'd been a member of the UK Youth Parliament.
With Lord Bobbin's Fox...
His name was Roland Foxcroft.
Yeah.
God.
All right, you can tell him.
Okay, Sean used to be addicted to Mighty Max, and when he started a group called
This is a lie.
No, genuinely, what it was on his first day of secondary. Is this right?
Secondary,
the first day of secondary school.
You redefine yourself. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
You're in a new school. It's a big school. I was in one of the biggest state schools in the country in terms of numbers. Well, I was a Catholic school.
So you moved to a new school, new kids. You had to lie about yourself, make yourself some cool.
You didn't have to lie about yourself, but you just thought this is the. You had to move in a certain direction.
A certain thing. Yeah.
And I know where you're coming from. I went to a school. I'd barely heard swear words before, and I didn't know that people would throw around the word "dickhead" necessarily as a term of endearment. I told my head of junior school that I was being bullied. I worked out eight years after that that was called banter, and that's actually flirting for friends. And I got I lost out on a lot of friends. Basically, I walked into a room and some people were composing a ringtone. Oh, this is so sad.
That's the age though.
They were composing a ringtone, and I walked in at the beginning of maybe that second week, and they finished on the composing, 32:10, pressing some buttons, and they went, okay, let's play it. And then I went, and I wasn't in the conversation. I went, is that always the real thing? And then, oh, fuck off, dickhead. And I remember the glint in their eye was saying, oh, shut up, you. And I went straight to the head of junior school's office.
Absolute square.
Yeah. So Sean tried to redefine himself on the first day of secondary school.
Yeah.
When the form tutor went round and said, all right, hello, can you go around the room? And just when I call your name, just say if there's any nickname you'd rather that you are normally known by.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't even that. It was like, if they say Nicholas, would you rather it be Nick?
Exactly.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
And Sean, piggybacking on the other people with this name who are cool, Sean insisted that so he was actually called Shawnee.
Okay.
Which isn't a name.
It's also worse than Sean. Shawnee.
You're that age where you think if there's a Y at the end of your name, you're a cool guy.
Absolutely.
No, nobody said that.
Johnny.
Age.
Flippy.
Is that name?
Diggy.
Yeah. That's why robots have a 3 at the end of their one if they're cool.
It's Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
It's Eggy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, Shawnee. That's what I was. I was a little ginger lad. I didn't. I didn't even gel my hair.
No. And it's, yeah.
You were ginger.
Yes.
Okay, that's a new fact for everyone who was thinking about it.
And, yeah, and the teacher refused to ever call you Shawnee, is that right?
She did, yeah, she didn't. Oh, she didn't respect me. Yeah.
I remember my first day of primary school, we had to go around and say if we had news. You know that, like, news? Was that like, it was basically a tell us about.
To our younger listeners, that's before the internet, this is how we used to find out what had been happening in the news.
5-year-old and telling
5-year-old would just hear something on the street.
I was already a...
The Queen is dead!
Well, I don't know, maybe this wasn't the first day, but anyway, we went around and I realised I'd never said anything that I'd been up to in the weekend.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a footnote, when it came to being a bit older, every time we asked to write down what we'd done on the weekend, I thought, I bet they save this and use it against you when you're older. So I'd always throw in lies. So if a policeman said, had a cat called Trigger, did you? I'd know, you've read the journal. So he doesn't know much about me. The teachers just photocopy it and send it to the Queen. I genuinely was thinking like that. Anyway, a boy had told a story about being in a really fast car in the weekend. And I thought, I've never said anything that I've been up to at the weekend. So I said, I found my dad's guns. And I did a whole long story. And then the teacher said, okay, you can sit down, Adam. That wasn't true, was it? And I went, no. Awful improv.
Oh, we're sweet. Aren't we sweet, all three of us?
We are quite adorable.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah.
Adam, you got anything you want to plug?
No.
Got any big gigs coming up?
No.
Big tweets you got?
No. Is there anything for anyone else you want to plug that you know?
I should watch David Elms on Borderline.
Mm-hmm.
What have I done? No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It might be. Basically, I've got a documentary called Cheeky on the Outside, Crispy on the Inside. One man's
so your documentary about dive bars.
Yeah, colon, license to dance. It's one guy killing crooks with his with his moonwalking. No, I'd rather people discover me naturally. I'm just doing just gigs and horrible stuff. It's all right.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. Thank you for being back, Adam. You were, well, you were good.
I was fine, it was fine. Thanks so much, listener. It's great. I love
listener,
this podcast.
We love you.
Thank you, listener.
Good luck at the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub, that's all that's left of our love.
So that was a very long and very wild conversation with two funny people.
Yeah, for us, it might have been cut down wildly.
I think even if it's cut, I mean, we were talking there for a while, but they're good people. Yeah. Adam Hess, David Elms.
Such lovely people as well.
Very kind, aren't they?
They were just really nice. Really and you could tell that they were friends with each other.
Yeah.
It was such a lovely moment where they were just like chatting together and you go like, this is just nice.
Yeah. Gazing. Do you think people think about...
What about gays? Gays in the military?
Gazing the military. It was just gazing the military.
Yeah.
There's a procession outside.
Yeah. Very loud procession.
Do you think do you think people ever think that about us?
Whether we're gay?
No. Hey, maybe.
Hey, but we live together. Tops and tails, that's what they'll call us. Do you want to be top or tails?
I want to move on.
Okay. Yeah. You turned 30 last week.
I turned 30, listeners.
It's a big age.
It's a big age. You came to a surprise party that was thrown for me.
I did. Very awkward for old Elliot at the start, and then it became a lovely evening.
It was a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. As I say, it did start a bit quite awkwardly.
I did not feel awkward. Basically, what happened is my sister and my current prostitute organised...
Well, we're keeping that? Just
before... Well, oh, we're keeping that.
Okay.
Organised a...
You couldn't afford a prostitute. Organised... So, Sean's sister...
They organised like a sort of nice, low-key drinks thing for me.
Yeah, like a little gathering of friends with drinks. Yeah.
Because I hadn't organised anything for my birthday, because that's not what I do.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm a rogue, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a man of the pavement.
So this was organised through Facebook. There was like a thread of a bunch of people with your sister and your girlfriends organising it.
She's not my... I need to make this clear. She's not my girlfriend. She's my current prostitute.
Unpaid prostitute.
No, she's paid.
You can't afford... Where's that money coming from?
Your rent.
So, the way it was laid out as well is like, I wasn't fully aware if it was a surprise. So, all the instructions I was given is that everyone's going to the rooftop terrace bit of this pub mm-hmm. and to be there for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I showed up at that time, saw that you and the two... ladies that we talked about before.
Yes.
We're all together at
my
the bar.
My sister and the prostitute.
Yep, all together at the bar. I didn't know it was like, you didn't know about it. So I went over and said hello, to which your reaction was, hi? And I went, yeah, hi.
Yeah.
And then it dropped. I was like, oh, Sean doesn't know this drinks exist.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is my local.
That was the worst lie you've ever said.
What are
it
you
was the
doing
worst
here?
Lie.
And I just didn't. I didn't
Elliot,
know what
you did. Why is your local pub yeah. over five tube stops from where you live?
Yeah. Well, at that point, I was like, "Well, I've done this wrong now. It must be that everyone else is upstairs on the roof terrace, and I've just come straight to you, and I should have gone and joined them."
Yeah.
So that you all taken up there and everyone's there.
Little did we know you were the only person who would show up.
I was the first
night.
Person to show up. So then we all moved to the roof terrace when I got there. And I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a group of people up there now.
Yeah,
and like, this is me. I've ruined the surprise for you. And I felt so bad. That, going up those stairs, I was like, this is awful. I've ruined Sean's birthday. And then I thought, well, the other option is if I went up there and no one else is there, then it's just you being brought up by your girlfriend and your sister, and your surprise is me in an empty...
I need you to stop calling her my girlfriend. She's not my girlfriend.
Unpaid prostitute.
She's my paid prostitute.
And then, so then we were there, and it was lovely. Yeah. And eventually other people came.
Yes.
And...
Well, I don't really like surprises. It's not a thing in my nature.
Did you think something was happening? Because you were in an area... You went to a very specific pub that isn't really near where you lived or where you
happening.
Were. Yeah.
I assumed something was happening.
Like, you must have thought, why are we being brought to this specific pub?
Yeah. Well, I know that they'd made plans, and it's very sweet. And they got it just right. Like, as a guy who doesn't like surprises, it wasn't overwhelming.
It was a very lovely, low-key nice social nice thing. Emotion. Yeah.
And then I turned 30. And I'm now an old man. I'm an old, wizened soul.
How do you feel?
I feel... What can I say? Look, this is the first podcast I've ever recorded as an adult. Before this, I was just a little boy scrabbling around.
Yeah.
I could have been no older than Elliot, even.
Yeah, I know.
And now...
No, you...
I'm there. I feel it. If I needed to, I could kill an animal in the wild...
Yeah.
And cook it to sustain my family.
That's what being a man's all about.
That's what being a man's all about.
Manhood.
And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do I look back on my life and say, I'm happy with how it's turned out?
Yep.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
I'm not happy with how it's turned out, so I choose not to look back.
Okay, all right.
Do I feel more confident in myself?
Oh, yeah.
Do I feel like... I've grown into something and I've got enough experiences and a wealth to move forward in my life.
Yeah.
Again, the answer is a heavy no.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I would like to be as far away from the person that I am now as possible. But I'm still here and most people thought I would have probably killed myself by now.
Yeah. So congratulations for not doing it yet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you... I mean, you must look at me. You're a few years younger than me.
I probably always will be.
Classic Elliot.
It's a thinker. No, it's not.
You look at me, you view me as a father.
I do. A father, a brother, just sometimes a friend. It depends what kind of mood I'm in.
I mean, is there anything about life, you look at me and you think he's a wizened old man. This guy knows how to live. He's seen it all. And you sometimes, you knock on my door and you go, Papa, Papa Sean.
Papa Sean, Papa,
Papa Sean.
Sean.
Papa Sean,
Papa Sean. I want to go to this cinema, Papa Sean. Papa Sean,
and
please,
I say, little Elliot, what's happened?
Please come and take me to the new Smurfs movie. The new Smurfs, Mr. Sean, Mr. Papa Sean. Please, it's a 2-for-1 Tuesday. Compare to Meerkat.
Please, Sean, get some car insurance from Meerkat.
Please, I want to go to the cinema, but don't want to pay a full ticket price.
You still have to pay the full ticket price.
You're licking a gingerbread man. This is fucked. What? He's licking it in his balls.
Gingerbread man is not butt balls.
Balls. I think you think of me as an old, wizened man. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, is there any life advice you want me to give you? Any questions you've got about the world, the cosmos? Mm-hmm. You know, how these human beings, they just get around and things happen, love, loss, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably look up at me and you go, he knows it.
He knows it.
And I'm happy to impart that wisdom on you, Elliot.
Okay.
Ask me, but questions 3.
Question the first. Can one ever truly be fulfilled and happy alone?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. As long as you have the stars above you and the wolf by your side, you will never be alone.
Question the second. How do you get wolf spit out of white shirts?
As long as you have the stars above you and the river flowing fast, you will get it done.
Question the third. Why black people in The Simpsons, why aren't they purple? Why are they brown? Why are any white people allowed to be discoloured in The Simpsons?
Are you referencing Carl?
Any black person in The Simpsons is brown, whereas white people have been made to look more cartoonish. Why not make black people purple or something, or blue?
I wouldn't know how to answer that question.
What kind of 30-year-old are you? I'm asking you a question about cartoon. You haven't even learnt it yet.
I wouldn't know how to answer that. I'd say you'd be better off asking the lifeguard at your local swimming pool.
He'll know.
He'll have a lot of opinions on that.
He'll know.
I'm 30 years old, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wiser? Not likely. But I'm older. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It used to freak me out being 30.
Yeah.
But now I'm 13. That's good. Because I know... The key thing is when you reach this age, you go like, all right, that's it. Because it doesn't get older.
What's it? Like your life's just that now?
Well, no, I won't get older. It's like, at least now I don't have to worry about getting older. At least I don't have to worry about that. I used to have to worry about like, oh, fuck, now I'm older. But then 30 is like...
You have to worry about getting older. You have to do anything.
No, but I used to worry about...
Oh, like, God, I forgot to get older.
No, but I used to worry about being older. You know, I used to worry about like, oh, fuck, and next year I'm going to... I want to be 18 more. I want to be 21 more. And, but now I'm 30, and so everyone knows 30 is the age where you stop growing older. So sure. I can just be 30 for a few more years, and then I'll die.
That's fair. I think it's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
I think we've done enough here. Do you reckon?
I think we did. We think we have.
You
ready to call this one up?
Well, I'm ready to call up.
Yeah.
How shall I end it? Elliot has extended his hand to me.
Mm-hmm.
We've shaken it. Shaking your hand is very... you've got very good grip.
I've got a good... I meet a lot of new people.
No, but it's not just that. Like, the skin is... It's like you can climb walls on it. It's like you're wearing a goalkeeper's glove.
I have to leave. I have to leave now.
Why? What's happened to your hand? You feel feel my hand. Feel how dry that palm is.
It's quite dry.
You feel like so sticky to touch. I kind of don't want to touch you. Like, touch that piece of paper. Does it just stick to your hand?
It'll go clear.
Oh, no.
It makes a noise.
I shouldn't make that noise.
I'm nervous. I'm often sweaty.
I'm sorry you're sweaty. Elliot, this has been a vintage episode of a podcast. Yeah. Whose name I will change very soon.
No, we're not changing the name.
I think we should change the name.
We can't change the name.
I think listeners, first of all, thank you for listening to this point.
Mm-hmm.
We're barely hosting at this point.
If you're listening to this show after we've changed the name and you've just caught up, I apologise, you've got 14 episodes of a show where we constantly reference the title and talk about the name of the show, and it's not even the name of the show when you're listening to it. Well, sure, you're enjoying that, and that hasn't been ruined by some last-minute weird thought. Well, we're going to change the name to something. We're not even probably going to fucking stick with that either.
Or
we're
maybe
not changing the mother fucking name, brah.
maybe you're listening to it because you wanted to explore the first 15 episodes of what has now become, as a result of the name change, the most popular comedy podcast in Sussex.
No. I told you we don't broadcast there.
True dat. We might change the name.
No, we're not.
We might do.
Well, we're not going to.
Listeners.
Hey, pal. We're not going to. Okay, mate.
All right. Thank you for the iTunes reviews and ratings.
Really kind, thank you. If you want to
please do more if you want. And as I said in the last one, they don't have to be 5 stars or 4 stars.
Hey, if it's not a 5-star or 4-star, go and jump under a bridge.
Jump under a bridge?
Yeah.
Don't you want to jump off one?
No, because then they can't listen to future episodes. We need them alive. I just need them to have felt threatened physically.
Okay. It'd be great if you could do that. Apparently it helps us out, but yeah. I don't know if you even want to help us.
It absolutely will help us.
Maybe this
us
is
out.
Your private thing. Maybe this is your little thing. You got this, is, but this is mine.
Won't cost you a penny.
It may cost them a penny.
It won't cost them a penny. It won't cost them any penny.
I needed to talk to you about that. I had a talk with iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's costing them a penny.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We have to collect money from every listener.
Uh-oh.
And I'm so good at breaking fucking knees, blah.
What's happened to you?
Blah. I think it's time to leave.
Yeah, you didn't get that job on Better Call Saul, and now you're fucked.
Oh, yeah, nice reference to a different podcast. Go and listen to Why Is Harriet Crying? Sean's been on it. It's great.
Thank you. I also was on Ricky Gervais's podcast, and you're not going to like what I say when he asks if I've got anything to plug.
Seriously? Seriously?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Okay.
See you soon, everyone.
All right, then. Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.